Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing fine, thank you. Doing fine.
Well, thank you for joining us. We're super excited that Skillet's going to be coming here to Australia.
Oh, that's nice. We're excited too. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. All right, John, you guys are about to start your Australian tour. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I'm ready for some nice weather too.
Yes.
It's cold here, man. No, we're excited though. Can't wait to come back, see the fans. It's been a few years, and we've got such rabid fans in Australia. I'm always amazed. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many fans down there. We got to go down there and rush it.
I don't doubt that you will. You have so many fans that I heard your tour is already like selling out
Well, I think we've had one show that sold out. The
in Sydney.
others are not. So we need people to
Yeah.
go buy tickets quickly. But actually that one Sydney sold out, but they moved it to a bigger venue. So it's technically not sold out
Oh,
now
now
because we're
it's
going to a
not.
bigger venue. So go get tickets and come out, have a good time.
Oh, that's so good. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the tour and some of your music and what that's going to look like. But I was wondering, I think firstly, after you guys released Dominion, I did an interview with you guys to talk a little bit about that album. And I know since you released Dominion and even over the last couple of years, one of the things that I think has stood out to me the most about you as a band and you as a person is you don't waver. You don't waver in your faith or who you are as a band. And you guys have been going for a long time and still are going so strong. And so I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about what helps keep you anchored in who you are as a band and who you are as a person. And how are you able to keep going as strong as you guys are going?
Oh, right. Well, that's cool to hear. I think that the mission for Skillet has never changed. And I'll just kind of say quickly what that is. We always wanted to write music that all people could relate to, no matter what your politics, religion, whatever. We want people to relate to it. But in that, I always wanted to sing about my faith in Jesus. See, set me free. I've been recreated. The Bible says being born again, saved, whatever you want to call it. That's what I've been. And Jesus' love has been so amazing. I want to share it through music. And so that has not really ever changed. I think that culture changed so drastically over the last 8 years. You started seeing this massive movement of people from churches in America. I don't know what it's like in Australia. In America, a massive deconversion, people leaving the faith, people complaining about the faith, people not just leaving the faith, but like burning it down on the way out. You know what I mean? Close, slam the door and burn the house down as they leave. And really, I think doing a lot of damage to people's lives. And so I said, hey, I always wanted to tell people about Jesus and his love. And now it's the culture has changed, and you have to do it in a little bit of a different way because there's a lot of people claiming the name of Jesus. But they are burning down, for instance, they're burning down the Bible. And so they're trying to say, oh, I'm still into Jesus. I just don't believe like the Bible is, authoritative, or the Bible is really the word of God, but I still believe in Jesus. And so I'm just saying, hey, you know what? Actually, you can't disassociate or separate Jesus and the word of God. You can't disassociate Jesus and the Bible. That's not a thing. Quit lying to people. You're hurting people. And if you want to deconstruct and deconvert and leave the faith, that's your business. But leave these people alone. Quit lying to them. You're hurting them. And that I just want to make a clear stand. This is what it means to live for Jesus. And if you don't want to live for Jesus, me and you can still be friends. But he is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one that will set you free, and everything else is a fraud.
I actually find it really refreshing, to be quite honest. I think the way that you're able to stand on God through your music and through different platforms, I know you have a podcast as well, it's really refreshing. And I think it just adds to why people are so excited that you finally get to come back to Australia. Well,
That's so cool.
you said this a little bit at the beginning, but you guys are coming back to Australia for the first time since 2018. What are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I think the 2018 tour was so good, which I think kind of, I don't know why. I was it surprised me at how good it was, because we had only come before then in like 2011, I think. So there's a really long break in between. And I was like, I wonder if we lost steam. We'll see. And it was a massive tour. It was so good in 18. And I was planning on coming back more often. And then the pandemic sort of ruined my plans, man. it pushed everything back, you know. The whole world went crazy and we were in this weird, like, you know, time warp. And so now we're finally coming back. So I think what I'm excited about is kind of picking up where we left off, you know. And unfortunately it's what is that, five, I can't do math, 5.5 years later, and pretend that it hasn't been that long because of the pandemic, and see the fans again and get that excitement. And still to this day, in interviews, if somebody asks my wife, Corey, and some people don't know my wife, Corey plays guitar for Skillet. They'll say, what's your favorite shows you've ever done? Is there anywhere that sticks out? And she always says Australia. The club tour we did in 2011 was just like, it was off the hook. People were losing their minds. It was so cool. And it was such a great memory for us. So I'm looking forward to coming back, seeing that excitement, those fans that are so faithful. And I think that's what I'm excited about. And the food. There's really good food.
There is great food here.
Really good food in Australia.
And we're going to double the fans by continuing to sell tickets to even bigger locations, since you've had to move, at least in Sydney. What can your fans expect as far as performance, the songs that you're going to be doing? I know you have a brand new album that came out in 2022 that you now get to add to your list. What can they expect?
Yeah, what you can expect in a Skillet show is energy. If people haven't seen Skillet, that's what everybody says. So every time I see people show, the show was so energetic. It was so hopeful. And I feel good. You know, it's almost like you feel like you could go play a football match afterwards or something. I think that that's because of the excitement of the band. We love music and we love our jobs. And I believe that music is powerful. Music is therapeutic for people. And again, I see that in our, with whoever our fans are, religious or not. They always say the music makes me feel better. I like that. I think that music is a great language. It's a great vehicle for singing about something that matters. And so that's why I so believe in the mission of music, because it gives us a chance to glorify our creators. You know, we're made in the image of God, the Bible says. Something that's really cool about that is that this is just a miracle. It's absolutely amazing. But God makes us in his own image, and he gives us the ability to create, you know. So when we create music, or when you create art, or whatever you create, buildings, or whatever you do for a job, you lay bricks, whatever, you're doing something, of course, to a lesser degree, that's like what God does. He creates. That's part of his nature. So, you know, we know that from the Bible. We know that in theology. God creates. It's part of who he is. And then he says, I'm going to create man and woman in my image, and I'm going to give them the ability to create. So when we create music, we're kind of doing something a little bit like what God does. It's a way to glorify him. And so I just love playing music. I love getting a chance to share Jesus through that music. And I believe that the Holy Spirit moves when we play these songs, when we sing these songs, because we're singing truth. And so I think that that kind of spills out into the crowd. And I think that they kind of instinctively feel this energy, even if they don't exactly know what the energy is. And I think that that's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a song? I know you just talked about how really it just comes down to the creativity that you get to do. But is there a song or a couple of songs that you're most looking forward to performing while here?
Performing Monster is always fun, because that's the song that everybody knows the most. That's our biggest song. So when we start playing Monster, the whole place erupts, and that's it's like it's electric, you know. Yeah. Feel Invincible is another one that's always good. It's always a great one that gets people really pumped up. And then I think my personal favorite Skillet song is called Rebirthing. It's an older one. It's from our Comatose record, which was in 06, but that's still my favorite Skillet song. And I like the message of it. It's very hopeful. It's about being born again. And my wife sings on it. And so I don't know, it's special to me.
Now, what is it going to look like? I think a couple years ago, we talked a little bit what touring just looks like for you in general, but you're about to fly across country and you have shows that a couple of them are back to back. What does touring look like for you guys when you're in another country?
Touring other countries is really hard. I mean, that's the reason we don't do it more often. The travel is brutal, and your sleep schedule is all messed up. And people always say, "How do you sing like that night after night after night?" You know, the biggest thing you need to sing is sleep. And when you're not sleeping properly and you're getting only 3 or 4 hours of sleep because of your schedule, you'll end up losing your voice. Or that's the danger, excuse me. And so that's the hardest thing. It's the traveling to get there. So, you know, if we had all of the resources in the world, I'd come like 3 weeks early, and you know, I would get acclimated for 3 whole weeks, and then I'd be ready to rock. But nobody has the time to do that. So basically, you go down there, you do the job, you do what you got to do. But usually, you're going on the adrenaline of the shows, of the adrenaline of fans that have been waiting to see you maybe for 2 or 3, 4 years. In this case, maybe 5 years, which is unfortunate. So you go off that adrenaline and you do the very best you can.
Okay, I have to ask, you guys have talked a couple of times about how much you love Australia. When you might have to think back, and if you don't remember, that's okay. But in 2018, when you were here last, what were some of your fondest memories about Australia, but maybe specifically about performing here in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, and this isn't what you asked me, which is actually good. I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of memories of like we went to see the fill in the blank, you know, the Louvre or something like that. Every once in a while, we get to do those kind of things. You know, we went to France and we got to see that. But a lot of times, you really don't. Now, we did see the Opera House, of, you know, and that was fun. But most of my memories will be about food that we ate. Because you're traveling and you're exhausted, and like the thought of going to do something is just too much. You're like, if we could just find a good restaurant in walking distance, then that'll be great. And then you do, and you remember it. And so that's what most of my memories are. It's going to be about food. It's going to be about fans. And so, like I said with Corey, like we still remember doing those club dates, you know, in Sydney. And I remember just the last time. I just remember being shocked at how many people were there, because I was like, gosh, I didn't know this many people knew our music down here. And since then, I notice now on you know, we look, you know, monthly on Spotify, and we look at the demographics, and you find out some of our biggest cities in the world are in Australia, 2 of our biggest cities actually. So that's kind of crazy. So that's the things
Yeah,
I
that's
remember.
so cool. All right. I have a couple of fun questions to just shoot your way real quick before you move on to the next interview. If Skillet's music was the soundtrack to a movie, what kind of movie would it be?
Oh, Braveheart. That's not even a
That's
genre. That's
perfect.
an actual title. There you go.
No, that was perfect. What's your favorite song to perform live, and why does it hold a special place for you?
Yeah, I probably would go with Rebirthing, which I kind of already alluded to. It's special. Also, it was our first big song. I think it's the first song that it wasn't a huge radio song, but it was our first big song. And it was the first one, like the whole crowd was singing. Everybody knew the words. I was like, oh my gosh. And that was 10 years into our career. So you have to also have to remember it was after a decade and not really thinking that that many people would ever really know the music. So that was a landmark.
If you were not a musician, what profession would you choose?
Probably youth minister, you know, a youth worker, something like that. Something where I could work with teenagers, discipleship. They teach them how to live, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, great. And then one last one. What's one thing that you wish you knew when you first started your music career?
I wish that I had known that being in the music business contained an element of business. That would have been nice. I was like, it's just art. I just want to play my music. Leave me alone. And then you end up making some not great decisions sometimes, but thankfully, by the time it really started mattering, I had understood what it was about. And that's how you get longevity. You try to make good decisions and be prudent.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it. We are so looking forward to you coming here to Australia, and I hope that every one of your shows ends up being sold out.
Thank you. It's great to chat with you. See you soon.
See you soon.